I'd planned all along to not make a huge jump back, but it made sense to go in and go one back, get the pole position tomorrow. And we knew no matter who Carolina was going to take, that we still felt there was some good value on the board at 33, you know, which is the first one tomorrow. And so it made sense to do that. But again, I couldn't have told you 30 minutes before we moved back that we were definitely moving back.
Okay. What's that say? 30 minutes before, that's what? 2-3 picks?
Yeah.
And that's the second move back. So when they're at 32, they did not know they were going to go back further. They had a player they liked, and, you know, it was not Xavier Legette, or at least they were not afraid of it being Xavier Legette, who Carolina takes.
Yeah.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Friday. Is the high today still going to be 70? I saw 71.
Is that what it was supposed to be?
65.
Get some Mario Williams weather today here.
Monday is 79. Picks. Let's go.
Yesterday was chilly outside. We had, 250-plus people in our room upstairs at Resurgence, and there was one, I had some friends actually that were over on a table by, like, they have a garage up there that, like, opens up.
Yeah.
And they ended up, like, even with all those people in there, so, like, it was warm in certain spots, like, it was like a winter storm with the wind coming in, it felt like. But they obviously, it's a garage, so they can close it, and then it was fine there. But it felt like it was winter outside.
Felt like vest season.
Vest season.
I did have a vest on last night, too, I prepared for the elements. Didn't think it was going to be that cold, though.
Our draft board somehow survived, but without getting broken in half, by the way, in anger last night. Although the Xavier Worthy label was ripped in half by somebody.
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Ripped in half. Yeah.
Took some effort, though. It was like,
yeah, those things were sturdy.
Yeah.
It wasn't so easy.
It was like stretchy almost.
Yep.
Back to the phones. Trenton in Akron. Hey, Trenton, what's up?
How are you guys doing today?
Good.
Good.
Good to be talking. This is my first time calling, so I'm excited to talk to you guys.
Well, we're excited to have you. Thanks for calling.
So, if you were in a draft room with Dean, wouldn't you have drafted Brian Thomas, if you were in the draft room?
I probably wouldn't have traded up for Brian Thomas, and it might have taken that. One of the things he said, Bean said they didn't make a lot of calls about trading up aggressively, but a lot of the reporting was that they knew the prices. Not necessarily, you know, some about trading aggressively, that might have been a smokescreen. Bean said a few times, I wasn't going to give up that second round pick. I just wasn't going to give up that second. And to me, you wouldn't say that unless that was the price. Giving up your second to go get, you know, Brian Thomas Jr. or whoever it might have been that you would consider moving up for. So I don't think the Bills are against trading up in philosophy. They just didn't want to pay it. I mean, we know they trade up all the time. They just didn't want to pay. And I guess they didn't want to pay a second-round pick to move up to where Brian Thomas Jr. ultimately went.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Joe, where is that in the value chart? Right? Jacksonville goes with Brian Thomas Jr. at 23,
they made that pick.
So a second rounder is probably too much to get up to.
I think so. Yeah, from 23 to where the Bills were at 20, it's exactly 100. And 100 is the final pick of round 3.
Okay, and the Bills didn't have a third. If the Bills had a third round pick, do they have Brian Thomas Jr. instead? I don't know.
They might. They had an early fourth, which is close. Like, you could have got there. The Jaguars would have had to want that. But, like, a fourth and a fifth would have got you there.
There's also a conversation about, I mean, we never get to know this stuff. You're the Bills. You call the Jags.
Yeah.
Hey, we'd like to pick here. Oh, I bet you would.
Yeah.
I'm sure you would.
They want Brian Thomas.
Yeah, we're not going to let you take a receiver.
So you would have had to go up in front of them, actually.
Yes.
Really. Which would have been the Eagles at 22.
The Eagles love to trade down.
That was, man, we were at our party. Once the Steelers took a guard, which was hilarious, by the way. The Steelers, what a fake organization.
Well, wait till they trade for Ayuk. Maybe that's why.
But then 21 and 22, like, I'm thinking, like, 22 was that sweet spot. Because there are the Dolphins moving with you. I guess they could, but that's in the division. The Eagles sitting there at 22. I really I wanted that to be a trade-up. Because, again, we're talking, like, yeah, we're talking third-round value. But can you get someone to give you a 5-pick trade down for a couple of day 3 picks, or maybe give them a future third next year? You got 2 seconds, but maybe they've made that offer. Bean sounded like, though, he didn't.
Yeah, there's, again, It's to me, the language is very specific. He said, I didn't aggressively go trade up. I didn't make calls. Nobody called me, and I'm not calling, you know, a day out. He went online and looked at all the prices. He did the shopping. He called these GMs over the course of weeks. He would have talked to them. He'd text and known that Chicago would have said, like, it's going to be a future first. We're starting there. And if he's not willing to do that, then no, I didn't aggressively pursue that. I just found out what it cost. I bet he found out what it cost with a lot of teams and ultimately didn't pay it. Mickey in Connecticut is next up. Hey, Mickey, what's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. So I'm conflicted, right? Because admittedly, I don't mind the whole trade back situation. I mean, if you look at it, besides wide receiver, we mainly need mostly players that are on the defensive side. And most of the players that we would want on the defensive side are still on the board. And I agree with you. I think there's a real strong possibility of them trading up in the second round. But to trade, what's killing me about the first round is not just two wide receivers going. It's the fact that you did it with the Chiefs. I mean, have we all forgotten that one of the last times we traded with the Chiefs, look at what happened. They got Patrick Mahomes from our pick. Like, we've been burnt by them enough. I don't want to give them any more. I don't want to give them any justice. And then the worst of all is, because we know this is how fandom works, is we're always going to be tied to these two picks, the Chiefs one and the one that just went at 32. With whoever we pick in the first, in the second round, or whatever the case may be, we're going to be tied to them and saying, was that the smart move forever until it's proven? And it won't be proven to the end of next season. We already know that. And meaning, like, do the Chiefs go to the Super Bowl again?
Yeah.
Did we just give them the key to their fourth Super Bowl in three in a row? You know what I'm saying? So I would have drank the poison before ever trading with the Chiefs. Yeah. Just saying.
Thanks, Mickey.
You know, but
I'm with you. I wouldn't have made the trade. And that doesn't mean I needed them to take Worthy. I mean, thanks for – I didn't mean to hang up on you if I did. For me, it's – like, we talk about bulletin board material all the time and how it might be nonsense, right? Yeah. Like, oh, yeah, well, they're not motivated. Like, the Bills are, of course, gonna put their best team they can on the field, and Brandon Bean's going to, you know, operate like normal. I, as a GM in that spot, when they call, I would say to my staff, there's no way I'm letting them get a guy – I don't care if he flames out or is good. If I don't know that, I'm not giving them this scratch off. Call somebody else. Call Detroit. Call somebody else. Don't call me. Now, maybe the Bills were so bent on moving back or getting that third from the fourth, getting into the third, that's the cost. Hey, should we do this? Listen, we're going to get in the third for it. And if we draft a nice player in the third round, it'll be worth it. That's where I would have said, Is that player in the third round going to be fast enough to cover Xavier Worthy? Because he's going to need to be. I wouldn't have done it. I mean, it doesn't mean it has to be terrible, but if you're someone out there that, you know, like Mickey says, I'm with you. I would not have done it.
I do wonder if they would have ended up with Worthy. You had a team right after them in Dallas that had been connected there because Jerry Jones loves the Texas guys, I guess, and they have CeeDee Lamb on a one-year deal and then an old Brandon Cooks at wide receiver.
Should we start CeeDee Lamb rumors?
We could.
Trade for CeeDee Lamb.
But then you had also the Ravens who've been connected to receiver and the Niners who actually took a wide receiver. So I'm not saying they couldn't have ended up with Worthy, but what are their odds? You don't make that trade with them. What are their odds of getting their guy? I would bet they wouldn't have gotten him. That someone there, Dallas, Baltimore, San Francisco, who all could have took receiver, might have loved him enough, or that none of them would have traded with them, and you go three spots. The Niners took a receiver. So does one of those three teams do it? Again, it could have happened, but I think there's a very real chance they don't end up with Worthy if you don't make that pick, that trade with them.
Yeah, it's just not on my watch. You're not getting him on my watch, but here we are. We have to watch him, and hopefully he stinks. And then the Bills would be right twice. Then it would be sabotage. Oh, you want him? We know he's going to stink, which, of course, we don't know. Cody in Rochester. Hey, Cody.
Good morning, guys. I'm frustrated because Brandon Bean said a while back, he said, you know, I want my head to hit the pillow knowing that we got our guy. Where's our guy? You know, yeah. I'm on short sleep here. I stayed up all night to see nothing, essentially. But I feel like I'm wondering what Josh Allen's psyche is at the moment here, because it's been 4 years straight now of us not picking a wide receiver up high. You know, I mean, we traded for Diggs, of course, you know, and that's great. But ever since then, we've not invested in that. We got Dalton, and I think he's going to do well. But I feel like Josh feels a little like Aaron Rodgers at the moment, going, "What the heck, guys? Like, where are my premium assets here? Like, you know, I've got the tools here to take us places. Why are you not giving me what I need?" You know, I think that anything short of grabbing, you know, two wide receivers out of our next three picks is unacceptable, because unless they're stockpiling those picks to make a trade for someone, and I do not want Deebo Samuel. It has to be someone that's like certified, like an Ayuk or someone like that, because otherwise I'm not interested. I don't want Cortland Sutton. I don't want, you know, some other guys here. I just want them to make better decisions, I guess, with the receivers.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to try and find on the receivers as we look to, like, who they get for day two here, all the meetings of the guys they've had left. Who have they met with?
Well, we know Devontae Walker is still left there, and he was one, I think, the first one we learned about.
They met with Keon Coleman.
Yeah.
We know that.
McConkey said they had, right?
Yep.
Several, we also talked about them.
Several times with McConkey.
Yep. They had Troy Franklin in for a visit. He even confirmed that on Instagram that he was here. And then the rest of them, like Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, Roman Wilson, those guys I'm not sure about. Malachi Corley, I don't know. Who's left? Do I have to start learning third-round receiver names? All of them?
Give me some names. I'll tell you yes or no if I like them.
All right.
If I remember. We're deeper than I thought we might have to go.
All right. So Mitchell, McConkey, Coleman, Polk, we all know. Jalen McMillan, we know.
Washington guy.
This is just on ESPN's Best Available. Then Troy Franklin, we know.
Yep.
Brendan Rice, we know.
Yep.
Roman Wilson, Javon Baker, Devontae Walker, Malachi Corley.
The Yak King.
All right, here we go. Malik Washington.
Okay.
Virginia.
I think Trapasso likes him.
Johnny Wilson.
That's the 6'7" guy.
Florida State. 6'7".
Yeah, no.
Bub Means.
Business. Bub Means business.
Bub. They're going to pick Bub to be their number one
receiver.
I would
sign up for Bub Means right now.
Jamari Thrash.
Not a bad idea.
Louisville. Yep, Luke McCaffrey.
Okay.
Jermaine Burton.
Jermaine Burton's probably an off-the-board guy.
Because he's like a...
Jermaine Burton is... Boy, if they take Jermaine Burton, it would be super interesting, because he is said to be a top 10 receiver in talent. Maybe a first-round pick in talent, but...
Character. Nobody wants anything to do with him.
There's a lot of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else?
Cornelius Johnson, Anthony Gold, Jacob Cowing.
I like Jacob Cowing a little bit.
Okay. Marcus Roseme, Jack Saint, of course.
Slow.
We know him.
He's like the slowest receiver, and he ran a 4.8.
Yeah. Devon Vele, Jordan Whittington. That's another Texas receiver, I guess. Xavier Weaver is a name at receiver. Trick Griffin.
Just say Brandon Ayuk and let's call it a day.
Jalen Coker. There's Ryan Flournoy. They had him for a visit. Drake Stoops. That's Oklahoma. Is that Bob Stoops' son?
Who knows? Jeremy and Joe, 803-0550. Extra Point Show, the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show coming up 10 o'clock as we're rolling. Your draft reaction. See if we can get any rumors. Best players still available. Bills on the clock. First pick of the second round. Stay tuned to WGR.